Blog Talk Radio.
What's going on, ladies and gentlemen? Murder Racist Madhouse in the building with your host over here, Murder Race 187. Tonight we're going to be talking on some real stuff that's been going on. Well, ladies and gentlemen, just going to put it out here just like this. Last night we had this morning we actually had a radio show about, 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock. Kind of was pretty crazy. But the call-in number tonight is 347-850-8565. That number again, 347-850-8565. And we're going to be talking about some things, and then at the last few minutes, I'm going to go into a little bit of a rant tonight. Now I got, and if anybody gets offended by it, well, kiss my ass. I really don't care. That's how I feel. First of all, ladies and gentlemen, we want to talk about this. The government has really been pushing a lot of things. And many people ask if the government should be going to jail. Yeah, throw them all in fucking jail. They all knew about it. And if you guys don't believe me, I'll tag you in. Inbox me at Drew Cornwell or Drew Michael Cornwell, which is my real name. So just to let everybody know that. That is my real name. No, my name ain't Daniel. My name ain't Jeff. My name ain't anything else that anybody said. But, ladies and gentlemen, I can tag you in a whole bunch of stuff. But, ladies and gentlemen, Leroy Jackson posted this about, 8 hours when I screenshotted this at 9:16 p.m. tonight. Flint, Michigan has literally turned into a third world country. People have to use bath shower wipes to take a bath. Residents are cooking home meals with bottled water. Pets are not allowed to drink Flint water. Clothes and bedspreads can't be washed in lead contaminated water. Shower head filters are gone as soon as they touch down. Oh my God. Water News, Flint, Michigan, the third world country. Now, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to talk about this. And this, like I said, it might piss off some people. It might make some people very angry. But you see what's going on here, ladies and gentlemen. They made the United States, which I'm saying they made the United States this way, is the government, the worldwide government. They made us think that we're going to do good things. They made us think they were on our side. They made us think, they didn't make me think, they made the people think that we're going to have our jobs. They made people believe in this kind of conniption. Well, ladies and gentlemen, don't you guys see? It happened in other countries. Other countries fought against this. And now it's time for the United States to fall. Why does the worldwide government want that? Well, obviously, look at the presidency spots. Everybody's, this, that, whatever. And they don't see it. They're blinded. That's like these hacking people. People turn around and hacking, doing all this bull crap, cutting off people's phones because they don't like them, threatening people's families when they're from customer services. You name it. And then hackers turn around and hack when someone's trying to be happy or trying to do something good for the people. You know, if we don't have the country, the citizens on our side, and I'm not talking about the good people. I'm talking about you blind people out here, or you people, and this mostly is going to go out to the people that want to be on this fuck shit. And this has something to do with the government and shit, okay? This goes out to any fuckery people, I'm going to tell you. You think it's so easy? We're out here doing good things. The USBWA team, the Water Warrior, other protesters that are doing things just like I'm doing. People, and we do got rich people that are helping. I can't say all rich people are bad because they're not. That's like I can't say colors are bad. That means I can't say, you know what I mean? It's a handful, you know what I mean? But here's the fact. Do you not realize this happened in other countries? And the United States was blinded by the sight. I wasn't. Certain other people weren't blinded. Certain people had to be woken up. You guys go back to a time when I used to have my old radio shows. I mention this a lot. It's happening now. And ladies and gentlemen, I did find that video. Well, we're not going to play it tonight. But ladies and gentlemen, in the video, the lady mentions that the government already basically knew about it. The government itself. New Jersey's got it happening. Across the United States, it's happening. And now that Obama's going to be gone, ISIS wants to try to attack us again. But here's my fact. Fuck a president. Fuck a king and queen. Fuck the government. And fuck police. Fuck the FBI. Fuck all these government-surrounded fucks. And fuck these fuckery-ass people that are trying to take you off this site and make you blinded. Because you want to know something? I'm saying fuck all you fuckery people because I'm not going to help you. You fuckery people, you need to get off your fucking ass. And if you don't want to see, kill yourself. If you want to see, we need to just put your asses on the island and let you guys live by yourselves. Or I'll do you guys a favor. USBOBOA, go live on an island by themselves. Because you want to know something for the fact, the worldwide government is bad news. You want to know something? Everybody was throwing a fucking fit just about Obama. You see, ladies and gentlemen, the government is not caring about the people. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm explaining this to you. And no, tonight, I don't want to hear, oh, why ain't you going to be playing? Because I'm not. I'm so upset right now. I'm so frustrated. I had a person from Detroit, Michigan, from my own state. Sorry about that, ladies and gentlemen. My phone got disconnected. As you see, the government doesn't like that. Blog Talk probably doesn't like it. But you want to know something? Big deal. Blog Talk, government, you guys are getting away with murder. You guys don't like the situations I'm talking about? Fix the problem. Start telling the truth. Stop lying. Ladies and gentlemen, this is what I'm talking about. My phone just got disconnected once again. Because I'm talking about real shit. Okay? I can give two shits what the government thinks. I can give two shits anybody that backs up the president. And I can give two shits anybody backs up the police or any government agent out there. You know, the fact is, Donald Trump has never been fucking poor. I want to take these scumbags that's in government and take away their damn money. Take away their money. And give it to the people. That's what I want to do. I want to take right where it's going to hit them. And it's going to hurt them. And give it to these people. I want to give the money right to Flint. I want to give the money right to the United States. I want to go to across country, give it to the people that need it. And I'm not, you guys might hate me, but like I said, I'm giving it to the people, not the government. Because you want to know something, government, the king and queen, all these hypnotic, hypnosis, whatever you want to call them, they're greedy. They don't care about you. Ladies and gentlemen, this is how blinded we are nowadays. Because of all this little incident stuff, we got another one. I got at 9:24 is when I took it, but it was 7 hours ago. Shaking my head, pray for this little boy. He needs good men plus people in his life. All their hearts need to change for the better. This little kid is smoking a blunt. This kid has to be, what, anywhere from 8 to 9? Maybe from 5 to 9 years old. Smoking a blunt, carrying a gun. That's how blinded we are nowadays, ladies and gentlemen. Are you serious? You guys are this ridiculous. And here goes another one. This is a police officer, ladies and gentlemen. And no, we ain't just trying to make this about one thing or another. We got an officer, and I don't believe in people's views. You know what I mean? I'm not against people's views, but this officer, Officer Raymond Mott, is suing his department after they fired him for being a KKK member, claiming that being affiliated with a hate group does not make him a racist and does not affect his police work. Let me tell you something. You go out there and beat people. I guarantee if I go out there and look up your record, you got a couple of things against you. And that's probably why you got fired. Because you used color to the advantage of your little badge there, buddy. I guarantee it. So don't tell me that being across that kind of thing. And what did the KKK grow up on? Who built it? Think about it. The government. How many times do I got to expose this to you? Yes, you might be a cop. Yeah, you might have been a cop. But buddy, let me tell you something. KKK, racist. Nazis, racist. Aryan Nation, racist. Muslim Brotherhood, racist. Black Panthers, known for their racism. But that's the one group I can't say, the Black Panthers. And no, like I said, I'm not backing up anybody. But the Black Panthers is probably the only group that actually has turned around and said, look, we don't got a problem with you. They're the only group. And actually, you want to know something? Some of their people actually stood up. I didn't say all. You know what I mean? I can't knock them. I can knock that person because certain people didn't like me, but I'm not knocking their color. Just saying. But here's the fact. Here's the facts, ladies and gentlemen. You see these outcomes? You see these outcomes I just read? There's three right there. We're being blinded. And let me tell you something. I knew it. The three people that we had left, no matter who they are. And believe me, you better hope the two don't get in. Either way, we're screwed. We knew if we got Hillary, we would have been screwed. Okay, let me put it on this. Almost all of our presidents had been some bad news. You know, it's like I was telling someone. There's a difference in making a mistake and doing something purposely. Most of our government has been known to do things on purposely and then try to cover it up. Just like the police department has been known to do things on purposely. Oh, we didn't do it on purposely. You know what I mean? And like I said, most of the things that come from the government, they do it on purposely. Like Hillary Clinton. She obviously did it on purposely. She tried to cover it up, tried to hide the emails, tried to delete it. But guess what? You can't delete stuff because it's always going to be there. There's a way to bring it back. You can beat that hard drive so badly. You can even burn it. It still can be brought back. Do you realize that? Especially when you are using a government. You don't think that's not tapped? You don't think people can't bring your email back? That was an email for crying out loud. But here's my point, okay? We get Donald Trump, we're really fucked. We get any of the presidents that we got now, we're still fucked. Because what's going to happen? Snyder don't want to go to jail. Well, you want to know something? Fuck you. You kill people from Michigan. You're no better than Granholm was. Shit, we should have just kept Granholm. Throw money, but she told people about it. But they just couldn't figure out where the money went at first. But she told people in her speeches about the whole fact that she took money. And you want to know something? We were just so blinded, we didn't see it. But I heard it. I heard it right out of her own mouth. So, ladies and gentlemen, Snyder just got done killing people from Michigan. Our government gets away with murder. So, ladies and gentlemen, what people need to start doing is wake the fuck up. Because us protesters, we can't do it alone. Yeah, we are the voices to get you guys woke up. A lot of you people need to quit being lazy and get out here. And quit jumping on people because they look ugly or because they have no teeth and this, that, whatever. You need to stop that. You people need to wake up. citizens all across the country. You guys need to stop. All of it. Nonsense. And you citizens in these other countries, quit acting a fool, because United States people are not against you. It's the government. And it's not United States government. You better check it again. It's worldwide government. And it's been out here for ages. No matter what people tell you, and it's even been told, the worldwide government, they wanted this. This is what they want right here. We got some more jobs being shipped to Mexico. We're losing jobs instead of gaining jobs. Could you believe it? I actually couldn't. I actually couldn't, ladies and gentlemen. And then we got Arizona faking cans. And then the company tells me their insurance company is now telling me they can't do anything about it because I don't got proof. I sent the guy pictures. He didn't want them. There was something wrong with his email. And you want to know something? Whoever's going out there hacking my stuff, something's bad's going to happen to you. And I don't like doing this, but karma's going to be a bitch. Go ahead, join the government. That's what you're pretty much saying. You're not saying fuck the government when you're fucking over the citizens. When you fuck over the citizens, you're basically saying you're part of the government. So understand this. When someone does something bad to people, yeah, they need to get locked up. But here's a fact. When someone's doing something good and someone targets their family, that's something good. We're going after someone that's doing something bad. Because the police didn't want to get involved, FBI didn't want to get involved, state troopers didn't want to get involved. The government is now not wanting to get involved. So guess who's left to do it? The citizens. So ladies and gentlemen, we're not going out here hurting innocent people. We're going out here hurting people that actually is going after females. Targeting females. And this person works for Boost Mobile. This person, there's actually two people so far that we've got their information and we've went and tracked these people down. But ladies and gentlemen, what I'm basically saying here, is the fuckery people, I don't stand for you. You lying people, I don't stand for you. You people belong on your own island. Because what it's mounting up to, you guys don't care about people. And like I said about this whole greedy situation and rich people, whatever, whatever the case may be. The greedy ones. I'm not talking about the people that's got money that's going out there helping people. I'm not talking about them. I'm not talking about you. I'm talking about these lying individuals that go out there and make a mockery of poor people. You're a bully. And you need to stop playing with people's lives. And now the situation I'm talking about has nothing to do with money. You government think you guys are doing something that you guys obviously love playing with people's lives. Well, guess what? You might think you're getting away with it, but there's some people that's going to stop you. There's some people that's going to put you in your place. Because I'm going to tell you something. I'm done. I'm done, fed up with it. I'm tired. I'm irritated. I'm cranky about it. Right now, my phone is sitting with... It was sitting on a thing. Every time I call and boost, guess what happens? And now they're trying to shorten my radio show. They're trying to cut me off again. Well, guess what? Fuck you. Go ahead, because even if you do, here pretty soon you're not going to be able to do that. Here pretty soon, all these bad things that you're doing to the people is going to start happening to you. Karma is a motherfucker all the way around, and I don't wish that upon nobody. But you know something? To the people that start doing bad things to people, karma is a motherfucker. It's going to come 1,000 times worse than what you've been doing to people. You want to bully people? Well, we can bully you. USBOBOA team says it's enough. We've had enough. I don't care who you are. We've had enough. All the bull crap, it needs to quit. The lying, the immature, little childish stuff that many people have been doing. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we got some things that we got to put out here. And, we're not going to have enough time to do it. Because they shortened my radio show again. So, ladies and gentlemen, what you guys need to understand, wake the fuck up. Quit being little kids. We're not in kindergarten. We're not in high school no more. Quit. You're adults. Act adult. If you can't, well, you got some issues. You guys need to start thinking about your kids' future. You need to start thinking about your nieces, nephews, whatever. They're going to be our future. And we're going to raise them up to hear this lying stuff. We need to teach them that's not okay. No, I'm not talking about spanking them with a belt. I'm not talking about beating them. No. That got put into play. Because people have been beating the hell out of their kids. There's a reason for that. And I think people need to be punished for beating their kids with a belt. Because obviously it leaves bruises. Believe me. But you guys will figure this out on the next radio show, if we even are able to have another radio show ever. Because you want to know something. Obviously, I'm not well-liked. And I can't give two shits. I got more haters than Obama. I got more haters than the government. Because I do good things, and that's what I try to do. Me and my team, that's what we try to do. But I guess that's all the time we got, and they just cut us off. So, ladies and gentlemen, I'm off this motherfucker.